I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Come, huddle round the time radio. Though its tales will not warm you. Sure, burn the time radio for warmth if you must. But just remember, it's a real waste of a time radio. In your future, Earth's most valuable resource is milk. And not just any milk. Every milk. But what happens when we suckle too hard and for too long? And what of the latching? Don't get me started on the latching.
Gentlemen, have a seat.
Thank you. I got this. It's 3 a.m. It's awfully early for a meeting like this.
It's actually late for me. I've been up for quite some time.
You're a party animal.
Well, I don't even know what time it is. I've been on this level, underneath the Pentagon, for like 2 weeks at least. There's no clocks down here.
That's right. I was looking for you. I couldn't find you anywhere.
I didn't realize the Pentagon had so many sub-basements.
Welcome to the lowest level on Earth.
Wow.
That's right.
My ears popped on the way down.
We are technically just 3 meters below the Beijing subway.
What?
Are you serious?
Yep.
If we dug another 3 meters, we'd be literally in China?
Yes, but upside down. Us upside down in China.
I don't want any part of that. I don't want to do
that. That seems very strange.
No, that's a gravitational paradox right there.
It really is.
Yeah, don't even think about it.
So have you brought us here to show us your gravitational paradox?
Why would you wake two 3-star generals from a deep slumber, at least one? This guy is up partying all night long.
Gotta love those non-coms.
Why would you wake us up in the middle of the night, or as in his case, pull him away from his parties, to call us here to this deep, dank sub-basement?
It's finally happened, gentlemen. The last gland of milk has run dry.
But that wasn't forecast to end for years.
I know! We hit peak milk long before we ever thought possible.
God damn.
We used it all.
We used up all the monkey milk?
My kid, mostly.
You saw how we treated that stuff. We treated it like it was endless.
Yeah, monkey
milk. We threw it away. We bathed in it.
Son.
We put it in our mouths and we spewed it out. We arced it out of our mouths and had people take slow motion photography of it so we could waste it.
Well, monkey milk... was everything you could possibly want it to be.
It's delicious.
Delicious. It felt amazing on your skin.
Yeah, 99.999% the same as human milk.
Except alcoholic.
Oh, delicious.
But not harmful to babies.
Unless you call severe brain damage. Get to your point. What are you talking
about?
Are
you saying we have no milk left on Earth?
That's what I'm saying. Also, my 15-year-old boy is severely brain damaged.
There he is in the corner.
Oh, he thinks he's a monkey.
He just ate that stuff up, and it made him so happy.
But do you have to chain him to the wall?
No.
But you did.
Yes. Okay. Quiet, Marcus! Quiet!
So what now if there's no milk left on Earth? You know what this means for the cookie industry?
Oh, don't even get me started. Every lobby on the planet is up my ass with their own problems.
Cereal, cookies,
human kindness,
soap.
Huh?
Soap. Soap was using milk for the last decade.
Oh my soap? God.
Yeah, we were bathing, we were washing ourselves with milk.
The lack of foresight on a species-wide scale is staggering.
Have we a plan? Is there a contingency plan in place?
Tell us there is, for God's
sake. Please tell us there's
tell
a
us
plan.
There is.
Tell us what the plan is.
Or let me go back to bed.
Just wait a second.
I can't sleep unless I have a glass of warm milk.
Oh, yeah.
I'm warming up the holograph.
All right, this will answer our questions, I hope.
It's a new technology. It shows you my plans, but in a 3D holographic...
Oh, like the Death Star in Star Wars.
Yes, like the Death Star in Star Wars. Just because that was conceived 400 years ago does not mean it was that easy to make for real.
Technically, it was longer than that because that was in a galaxy long ago and far, far away.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, he's got a point.
Who would have ever guessed that those were actually historical, accurate movies?
You know what? They were actual canisters of film that passed through a time hole.
Yes.
Wow.
And then those three new ones. Just garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
But those were the fiction.
Those were fiction.
Well, yeah.
And also, just fantastic garbage. Like, in terms of garbage, the best looking garbage you'll ever see.
High quality, right?
High quality, premium, pure garbage.
Colonel.
Does anyone want some garbage, by the way?
I've left some out here.
It's delicious.
I need milk with my guy.
I can't choke down garbage without milk.
I'm just going to finish this myself then. Because I've been down here for 2 weeks.
Show us your plan.
I want to see this hologram.
The holograph is warmed up.
Did I say hologram?
It's a graph.
It's a holograph and it shows holograms.
Oh, wow. I'm always
never known the difference. Welcome to the future.
Amazing.
Seriously.
This technology's been buried beneath the Pentagon.
Wow. Or beneath Beijing, depending on
your perspective.
True.
Now, don't ask the Chinese to sound in on it.
quiet. They'll hear you. They'll hear you laughing.
Okay, sorry.
We're just 3 meters below the Beijing subway. And most people are deadly quiet when they ride the subway.
And it's rush hour there.
Yes. It's the quietest of all.
Show us your plan.
Okay. Observe.
Amazing.
This is us here.
Oh, hi. Oh, yeah. Look at us.
See China.
Right. There's China.
Let me zoom out.
Oh, okay.
There's Earth, okay?
Yeah. That looks like it.
Now I'm going to zoom out again.
Uh-huh.
Only this time, just keep an eye on Earth. Watch how it becomes an infinitesimal speck
in
the scope of the universe.
There it is.
I see it.
And look up there. I'm going to zoom in on this speck.
What is that?
That is Magnesius.
Magnesius.
It's what our scientists have dubbed it. We don't know what they call themselves. We haven't been there. We've sent a rover. It hasn't landed yet.
Can you zoom in on that?
Yes, I can. I'm going to zoom in from the rover's camera. It's orbiting Magnesius as we speak.
Oh my God.
Look at it.
It's an ocean planet, but it's an ocean of milk.
That's right.
Oceans, lakes, rivers of milk. And on these tiny islands, the Magnesians.
Look at them frolicking, playing.
Constantly lactating.
Oh,
this is a whole planet where milk is so plentiful.
It's a perpetual milk machine up there.
Look at it. They have lakes of it, and then they imbibe it, and then they lactate it out again.
If we could find a way to harness the power of the planet or even the people, we'd be swimming in milk for years.
Let me show you this. It hasn't been used for several hundred years. People used to use it in barns. On cows.
Oh, I've seen one of those in a museum. It is what they used to call a milking machine.
Yeah, look at it glistening. Stainless steel is still shiny.
Cows were bovine quadrupeds.
Correct.
They would stick these milking machines under their udders and suck every last drop of milk out of their bodies before sending them into the slaughterhouse.
Oh.
Chopping their heads off.
Barbaric.
And just eating them right there on the floor.
Unbelievable. To think
that we came from such a barbaric past.
That doesn't sound so bad to me. Well, now we teach the monkeys to give the milk freely.
Yeah,
and they
before
we slaughter
them. Don't mention the monkeys around my son, please.
No, we don't slaughter them. We do not slaughter them. Marcus.
Marcus! Not while I'm working.
Marcus.
So what you're proposing is we take these machines to Magnesius?
And we strap them onto the Magnesians and milk away, gentlemen. Milk away!
I got a question here. I don't know if you've thought through the logic of this thing, Colonel.
How do we get there?
That's it! And who do we send, for God's sake? It's a one-way trip. Whoever goes there is gonna what? Pipe the milk back to us? Have you thought this thing through?
If it takes 8 minutes for the sunlight to get to Earth, how long is it going to take for the milk to get here? It'll be sour by then.
Hang on a second. Professor Carstairs, could you come over here for a second?
Yes, here I am.
These gentlemen have some questions.
Sorry. I have the answers.
Carstairs.
That's right.
I haven't seen you in years.
I've been hiding here, 3 meters below the Beijing subway.
Well, after what you caused on the surface, I'm not surprised that you went into hiding.
Oh, are you surprised I'm here?
Little.
A 400-foot robot monster is what you caused.
Don't you remember doing that, Carstairs? Of course I remember doing that. I remember everything.
It's his gift. Yeah. It's his curse.
And now, my giant computerized milking machine needs a home. And Magnesius is the place for it.
So, we need to send some manned... This is a manned mission, is
yes,
what I'm saying.
It needs one, at least one human, preferably two, to attach the milking parts to the Magnesians.
There's no robot that would do that job, huh? We've got to send a person.
We've got to send a couple. One to do the job, the other to, you know, hang out.
That's right. He'll be lonely if we send him alone. But we need to send two.
All right, goddammit. I volunteer.
You volunteer?
I volunteer.
You're a 3-star general.
That's right. And I volunteer you, Colonel. And I volunteer you.
Oh, come on. Come on, it'll be a good time.
Listen, if one of us dies on the trip, because that's a hell of a long way to make Jesus,
and it's very likely.
We're still going to need two. One of us has got to hang out while we're there. While the other attaches the machine to the Magnesians.
All right, generals, although it is not your place to volunteer a colonel. I outrank you by several ranks.
Wait a minute, the colonels outrank generals?
Yes, Carstairs, yes.
I've been down here a long time.
It's I have the Romoli map that shows the rankings.
Ah.
Starts with generals.
That's right.
You dogs. Then sergeants, captains.
Professors.
Admirals. Privates.
Lieutenants.
Lieutenants.
All right.
So confusing.
Then lieutenants.
Oh.
I see Jesters has made it onto the list.
Uh-huh. Incubators.
Ah, yes.
Finally, 4-star colonels followed by regular colonels.
And wow. Someday robots.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe.
Oh, it's not maybe.
So, it's agreed. We are going.
Then, off you go. Take the milking machine, and you three can feed milk from Magnesia to Earth. And it won't be sour, for I'm sending along a huge tank. A huge tank that has a black hole in it that will transfer the milk directly to Earth as soon as it's pumped.
Wow, that's... I don't even want to hear the details on that, Carstairs. No. Just tell us what to press and make it happen.
Well, even better, this will get you there so fast. You can travel by black hole to Magnesius.
Ah, sounds good.
See, he's not so weird.
No, he's not weird at all.
And then send all the milk back.
Through the same black hole.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right.
So, Marcus, I'm going out for a while. You just stay there. Fine, you can come.
All right, into the rocket ship. Travel into the tank. Go. Time and milk is of the essence.
That's a good one.
That is good. We'll try to popularize that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Oh! All right. Head count.
One. I have one.
I have one.
God, I have one. We're here. We're good.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Machine. Milky machine.
Here it is.
Marcus.
All right, somebody chain him to something.
All right, guys. I see Magnesius. It's time to land. Well, let's push the tank out into space. We'll run the hose to the tank.
Deploy tank.
Now, I suggest an inch of diplomacy here.
I agree.
Perhaps we should go down and meet these people before we attach the milking machines to their udders. Maybe they'll
what
be okay with
it. What if they say no?
But what if they say okay?
But what if they say on one condition?
This is a textbook first contact scenario. We have got to send an envoy down there to extend the olive leaf.
Well, an envoy is always two people, so off you go.
Duh. All right.
You know what? Let's send my kid down there.
Well, wait! What can Marcus possibly do to bridge peace?
Entertain them? Look how lovable he is. It's a severely brain-damaged 15-year-old who sounds like a monkey.
Can we send you and Marcus, a family?
All right. I'll go do with him as a legal guardian.
Right, into the pod. And launch pod.
Well, Marcus, we haven't had a lot of time as a father and a son lately. Oh, we've landed. Well, okay. We'll have that conversation another time. Opening the pod door. Oh, the atmosphere is thick. Marcus, don't get too excited. Yes, it's milk. You're breathing in milk. You're breathing in humid, vaporized milk. Marcus, you're acclimatizing.
Dad.
Marcus, you're back.
Dad.
Yes, that's... Say another word and show me. Yes, I'm Dad. I'm Daddy. I'm Poppy. I'm Pappy. I'm Papa. I'm Poopy-pa.
Papa.
I'm Papa Pants. You remember me, Papa Pants.
Dad, my mind. I can think.
Marcus, you've come back to me. It's this air, this milky air.
There's everywhere air, milk.
Okay, well, not bad. It's an improvement.
I'm doing the best I can. It's the first time I've spoken.
Welcome! Welcome to Magnesia!
Marcus, have you been following?
Sorry. Yes.
We have to convince these milk people to give us their udders, their resources.
Welcome!
Milkman, Magnesian, what do you call yourself?
I am female.
Okay.
Not a man.
Sorry, that's really inappropriate of me to make an assumption. It's just that you are so masculine.
Oh, I understand.
Except for the four breasts.
Yes.
Sorry.
We all have four breasts, but you can tell I am a woman from the way my comb raises from my head.
You?
That's how you tell. Why is it so gross to you? I don't say anything about your ball sack.
Would you please stop looking at my ball sack?
What do you require of us? We welcome you with a milk party.
Dad. Dad.
No, I'm just trying this milk.
What do you think, Dad?
It's really thick.
It's very thick. It's the fat content of this milk has got to be through the roof.
What is the fat content of this milk, milkwoman?
We care not for fat content. We just enjoy the milk.
This milk party you speak of, is it something like the storm on Jupiter's eye? Just raging for thousands of hundreds of millennia?
It's an ongoing party because we have so much milk we don't know what to do with all of it.
Dad, question.
Yeah.
Am I a boy?
Holy shit. Okay. Marcus?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a boy.
For the 20th time, you are a boy.
Oh, that is what your boys look like?
Yes, this is a human earthling man,
oh,
child.
Oh, humans, you are from far away.
You know of our planet?
We listen to your music.
You've broadcast it for many years into space, and we have captured it, recorded it. We have some money for you if you want it.
It's true. Hundreds of years ago, we began broadcasting into the stars.
It's true.
The first broadcasted song was...
I think it was the Nazi Olympics.
The Nazi Olympics, yes.
Is that guy dead yet?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because he kind of sounded like a jerk.
Dad, something happened to my body. I'm changing.
Yes, the extra calcium content in our milk is making you big and strong.
Wait, look at me.
The bones.
They're thicker.
Yes, you're getting stronger and bigger.
And your chest, it's growing glands.
Oh, God. Dad, what's happening to me?
You're becoming one of us.
Dad!
I've never been so ashamed!
No, Dad!
Dorcas! Don't embarrass me like this!
Anissa!
Don't come near me. I am going to milk you if you come any closer.
Wait, you would take the milk without asking? You would defile the body of your own son for milk that is not yours?
This is what we do on Earth. We do it to cows and our own mothers.
That is the greatest shame of all! That is the greatest horrible thing you can do to anyone on Magnesius. Well, he is one of us now. You are not.
Okay.
You must be destroyed before you take all the milk.
All right, hold on a second. What if I asked? May I have your milk?
No, you may not.
But my people require it. We're out of milk. The last milk of the monkeys ran dry.
You squandered all your milk. We broadcast warnings to you of how to save your milk, conserve your milk.
Okay, name me one of those warnings, because we were looking for intelligent life, and...
We sent the messages the same way you sent your music, by radio wave. Has radio been discontinued on your planet?
Hang on a second, I'm remembering something.
What is it, Dad?
Flashing back to, Anything on the receptors, boys?
We're getting like a commercial for milk.
Yeah, it's like a milk mustache thing.
On
yeah.
Screen.
Say, friends, are you running out of milk? Maybe you should conserve your milk. Save it for a rainy day so you never run out. It may go sour, but at least you'll have some milk. That's right, cool, delicious milk. Don't drink it all.
You know what this is making me feel like?
Milk.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Said the magic word. I'll crack a couple of cold ones.
How could you conceive that as nothing but a commercial?
It was the tone in which you said it. It was friendly and encouraging.
We sent it to you as a warning.
Your
Dad.
Inflections are shit.
Well, your son is one of us now and you must die.
But Dad, you can't kill my father.
No, you will.
What?
Kill him.
Dad.
We control your strong bones now.
Oh. Dad, this isn't me.
Marcus, I'm sorry about what I said.
My hands, they're making me do this.
Hands tight around my neck. You are a man after all.
I can't do it. I can't kill my own father.
You must obey.
I can't.
Marcus, it's okay. We need an envoy to these people, or we won't survive as a race. You must bridge the gap.
Part human, part Magnesian.
Wow, I have to stay here?
Can I just ask? It's a personal request.
It's okay, go.
May I...
What?
Suckle with your adolescent male teat before I go?
Oh boy, this is super gross.
It's been a long time without milk for us. You have to understand.
We never played catch, so this is the equivalent right now.
It's not weird. This is a father-son thing.
We never had that talk.
Hope you don't mind if I just don't look.
No, it's all right. All right, here.
Everyone look away from this monstrosity.
That's right. It's a personal moment.
Watch the teeth, though, Dad.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, gross.
Right,
I looked.
Slow down.
I never got to tell you. I was always proud of you, Marcus. Even when you were a half-monkey, you know, retard.
Really?
Yeah.
You were?
Oh, wait, hang on. I just gotta get it back.
Get over here.
That's been so long since I've had milk. Okay.
Okay.
I guess what I'm trying to say is... pass the other one over now.
Which one? Three or four?
Ah, four looks good.
The fourth one here.
This one's chocolate.
Oh my god. That's so good.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, I love you.
Dad?
And not in a weird way. I love you like a father loves his son.
Just the context for this is kind of like it's.
I am just drinking milk here.
I understand. All right. I love you too, Dad.
God, I can...
Wait. What's happening? I feel stronger. Your bones. They're thickening.
You drank too much!
Was it the milk? Or my love?
Is there a difference?
I too am strong.
And your teeth.
Growing.
Look at them.
Now you are also one of us. You can never go back to your planet.
Dad, this isn't so bad. The Earth was gone. It was ruined. It was done. Why don't we just stay here?
Everyone we know would be like betraying our people. They'll come for us.
Will they?
They'll find a way. They'll build armies.
But we'll be ready.
Yeah?
With milk cannons.
Oh, wow.
That's what I call these babies.
Is that a waste of milk?
Very much so. But we do use it for defense purposes as well.
There's no escaping our savage past, Dad. We'll stay here and we'll defend this milk planet as long as we can.
Then we are the first milk humans.
Yeah.
Milkmans.
Milkmen.
The milkmen.
The milkmen.
So, any word yet from the...
Haven't heard a thing. We should check in, right?
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to keep radio silence until they contact us.
Right, right. Protocols.
So, you want to play some chess?
Wrestle?
Can we do both?
Wrestle chess.
Yeah.
All right. King me.
Milk, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Colonel, Lee Smart as General Four-Star and Marcus the Monkey Boy, and Nug Nargang as General Party, Professor Carstairs, the Magnesian, and the Milk Warning Announcer. Recorded at Illusionoid headquarters in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Mark your calendars as Illusionoid has two upcoming live shows. First, we'll be guests on Todd Van Allen's Comedy Above the Pub podcast live at Comedy Bar in Toronto on September 26th at 8 p.m. Tickets are $5. Second, Illusionoid will be part of Toronto's Big City Improv Festival Saturday, October 20th at Comedy Bar at 10 p.m. A festival pass is $35 and gets you unlimited access to all shows, including ours, and individual tickets are $10. See the Big City Improv Festival website for more details. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.